Today's daf is Nida Daf Mem Aleph. We left off on the top of Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. We're right in the middle of a sugya here in the fifth parak of Maseches Nida. Today's show is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. But we're in the middle of discussing, we had mentioned yesterday, that even though when it comes to a Yotzei Dofen, we have a discussion whether a Yotzei Dofen is considered a Leida or not a Leida, but even those that do consider it a Leida would not consider a Leida when it comes to Behema. The Nafkamina would be that a Behema that was born as a Yotzei Dofen cannot become Kadosh, that you're not allowed to be Maktishit as a Karban. So the Gemara brought a brisa that took the whole Amud Beis yesterday, and from that brisa it seems that we have a raya that you can't be makdish a Yotzei Dofen. So the Gemara is going to reject the raya. I think that's where we left off with that raya. So the Gemara is going to reject that raya, and then the Gemara is going to discuss why it is that we need two different psukim to tell me that im ala yered by the different psulim, meaning that was the context of the brisa. The brisa was telling me certain types of psulim mizbech that are im ala lo yered, that if they go on the Mizbech, you leave them there, and other types of psulim that you would bring down from the Mizbech. But each of them has two different sources for the idea of im Allah lo yered. So why is it that we need two different sources? I'm sorry, for im Allah yered, for those that say yered, for those that are so puzzled that you would even bring down from the Mizbech. So why do we need two different sources for each of those kinds of intense psulim? Then the Gemara is going to discuss, starting on the bottom of Amud Aleph, we know that there's a halacha that we just learned about a couple of days ago called dam koshi, that if a woman sees dam during the Yemei Ziva, but that seeing of dam comes with labor pains and leads right into giving birth, she does not become a zava. She's only a yoledes. What about dam koshi for a yotzei dofen? For a woman who's having a C-section, does that dam consider make her a zava and therefore a yoledes b'zav? Or do we say that dam does not make her a zava? Then the Gemara is going to have a few halachos about the makor of an isha, about the uterus of an isha and its tumah status. And then the Gemara is going to have three different shitos about the location of the bayis hachiton, because the next line in the Mishnah, if we recall from the beginning of yesterday's shir, was that a woman is tameh when the dam goes from the bayis hapnimi to the bayis hachiton. Where exactly is that? We know that it's bivsara, that it's somewhere inside of her body, but how far inside of her body? So we're going to have three shitos that describe the location of the bayis hachiton. And then at the end of the daf, we're going to get into the discussion of poletes shichva zera, the tumah that a woman has when her body is still exuding from the aftermath of tashmish, shichva zera of an ish. That oozes from her body over 72 hours after the tashmish that she had. So let's begin again where we left off, was that we brought a raya. From a brisa that you can't be makdish yotzei dofen, because we said one of the things that are im Allah yered, that are so puzzled that if it goes on the Mizbech, you got to bring it down from the Mizbech, was a yotzei dofen. So we said, oh, katani miyas yotzei dofen, delo, that the halacha is that they're puzzled akrav even b'di'evet. So we finished off with the words, my love, yotzei dofen de kachim. Isn't that talking about a yotzei dofen of kachim, that the animal that was born as a yotzei dofen, you cannot be makdish le Mizbech, and that's a raya to the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan that we learned yesterday, that Rabbi Shimon is moda by kachim, that Yitzias Havla Derech Dofen is not considered a Leda, even though by human beings Rabbi Shimon holds it is considered a Leda. So Amar Rav Huna Breid Rav Nasan, lo, Yotzei Dofen, the Bechar. The Brisa is not talking about any animal that was just born Derech Dofen, that you can't be Makdishit to the Mizbech. No, the Brisa is talking specifically about a Bechar that's born Derech Dofen, that it doesn't have Kedushas Bechar, and is therefore not brought on the Mizbech, like any other Bechar Behema Tahora would be brought on the Mizbech, because the word Zos tells me, by a Karbonola, that a Bechar does not have Kedusha when it's born Derech Dofen. But any other Vlad that comes out Derech Dofen, it could be that Rabbi Shimon would hold, you're allowed to be Makdish and Makriv. So it's not a Raya to Rabbi Yochanan's comment within Shitas Rabbi Shimon. So ask the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Bechar bechar mi patarechem nafka. Bechar yotze, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the din of a bechar yotze dofen, that it doesn't have kedushas bechora, that I already know from patarechem. I don't need a miut of zos to teach me. The pasuk says zos, like the brisa brings, that it's because it's absolute chulin. So the halach is all chulin im alu yerdu. So elamai dekachim. So that's why we go back to what we said originally. It must be that the brisa is talking about all kachim, that any yotzei dofen you can't be makdish l'mizbeach, and that's so says Gemara. But that doesn't help either. Me imo imo nafka. I already have another source for that as well. That I learned from imo imo. So that other kachim are not that other yotzei dofens, that regular yotzei dofens cannot become kadosh. So says Gemara. Hi mai. What kind of taina is this? Iam bishlama de kachim hainu disrich shrei krai. If we're just talking about a Yotzei Dofen in general becoming Kodesh, so I understand that I need two different psukim. I need a drush of Imo Imo, and I need a miut of Zos. Why? Chad behemos chulin to oled derech dofen va'akdisha. One, to talk about the case that we've been speaking about the entire time, a regular behemos chulin that has an offspring that comes out derech dofen, and you try to be makdish that offspring, so it tells me you can't do that. V'chad behemos kachim to oled derech dofen. And then another pasuk, Zos, comes to tell me that the vlad of a behemos kachim that comes out derech dofen, meaning the mother is a behemas kachim, and the vlad comes out derech dofen, that doesn't have kedusha either. V'kasavar vlados kachim b'haviyasan in kedoshim, and the Tana is assuming that the vlados of kachim do become kadosh, but only b'haviyasan in kedoshim. Only Rashi writes b'haviyasan means at the leida. The reason it's called haviyasan is because that's the lashon of the pasuk asher yil lucha. The Gemara in Temura says so. B'haviyasan, only at the leida they become kadosh. So it would have been possible to say that a Yotzei Dofen is also in that category of a Vlad of Kachim that automatically becomes Kadosh when it comes into the world. And since it's Kadosh Me'elav, so maybe it's Ra'ui La'akrava. That's why I need a Pasuk to tell me, Im Allah Yered, to tell me Zos, Im Allah Yered. Even though it wasn't Psula B'Kodesh, it was possible before it ever came into the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why it's the halacha is going to be that Im Allah Yered. Rashi writes that we should leave out the words v'kasavar v'lodos kachim b'avyasanein kadoshim, because what's the alternative to saying b'avyasanein kadoshim? When else would v'lodos kachim become kadosh? B'avyasan means when they're born. The Gemara in Tumur Dafir Alef Amin Alef tells us the other shita that v'lodos kachim b'me'im on him kadoshim, that they would become kadosh even earlier on while they're still in the mother's womb. So then for sure I would need a pasuk to tell me that I'm alu yerdu. If I even need a pasuk to tell me that pavyasanin kadoshim im alu yerdu, that if they came out derech dofen, they would be pasul l'mizbeach. So for sure, if the kadusha preceded it being a derech dofen, being a yotzei dofen, I need a pasuk to tell me that you bring it down from the mizbeach. Tosa says to keep the girsa, because the Gemara is coming to be mechadesh that even though it was not kadam akdeshim as psulam, even though it didn't become kadosh before the psul, still since it also was not kadam psulam as akdeshim, they came at the same time. They were ba'im ke'achad, so we would have thought misvara that im alu lo yerdu. That's why I need a pasuk to tell me that they are yerdu. So that I understand that I need two psukim to tell me about a behema that is a yotzei dofen and becoming kadosh to be brought on the mizbeach. But if you're going to tell me that the brisa is only talking about a yotzei dofen of a bechar, mi patarechem nafka. I don't need two psukim. I already have a pasuk that tells me that a yotzei dofen of a bechar is not brought on the mizbeach and has to be taken down from the mizbeach. It's simply not a patarechem, so it doesn't have kedushas bechar. So a yotzei dofen, which is a bechar, isn't a bechar, because patarechem is the definition of bechar. So I don't need another pasuk for that. So that's what the Gemara is saying. I understand very well the idea that we've been trying to derive, that when an animal is the yotzei dofen, you cannot make it a karban. I need two psukim to tell me that. One for an animal that's just a regular animal that was born, not to make it a karban. And the other, that's an animal that's a vlad of a mother that was kadosh, that even that you can't make into a karban, even though you would think that its kedusha comes mimela, you still can't make it into a karban. But if you're going to tell me that it's only about Bechor, I already have another pasuk of Petar Rechem. So says Gemara, Hachi Nami Mastavra. It's most Mastavra to assume that the Bryce is talking about a Yotze Dofen of Kadshim and not a Bechor. How do I know that? Midukhtani, because look at the other examples in the Brysa of those animals that are so possible that they're Ma'olu Yerdu, that you bring them down off of the Mizbech. Haroveya, Vahanirba, Vahamukta, Vahanevad, Vahklayim. All of these, we learn from the word Zos, that Ma'olu Yerdu. So says Gemara, but all of these, Hani Mehachanavka, are these halachos that Ma'olu Yerdu derived from the word Zos? No, Mehasanavka. They each have a different pasuk that tells me that they're absolutely possible and they have to be brought off of the Mizbeach. Pasuk says in the very beginning of Sefer Vayikra, Min ha-behema, min ha-bakra, min ha-tzon, takrivu es karbanchem. So we learn from Min that only some behemos are kosher la-hakrava, not all behemos. Min ha-behema, only some behemos, not all behemos. So Min ha-behema lotzi roveya v'anirva. So that right away excludes roveya v'anirva, that an animal that was involved in bestiality is automatically excluded. And the case must be, the Rishonim point out, is that there was only one aid that was made about the behema, that it was roveya or nirva, or the bailim was moda on his own that it was roveya or nirva, and the halach is moda b'knas pater, because in that case you don't have to kill the animal, and the animal would still be mutu lehedyot. It doesn't become asur lahana. So since it's mutu lehedyot, I need a pasuk to tell me yeah lehedyot, but don't bring it as a karban. But if we in fact had two aidim that the animal was roveya or nirva, the animal will be chayv skila anyway, and it will be asur lehedyot. So that's what Rashi points out. And if it's Asur Lehedyot, I don't need a pasuk to tell me it can't be brought on the Mizbeach, because that I already know from a different sugya. The pasuk says in Yecheskel, V'se'achas minatzon, and Mimashke Yisrael. So we darshan in Gemara Tmura that any karbonos have to be that from that which is otherwise mutter li Yisrael. If you have an animal that's otherwise anyway Asur li Yisrael, you can't bring it as a karbon anyway. So if you were to have a Roveya V'nirva that has edus against it, that it was Roveya V'nirva, so then it's Asur. About no, it's chayv skila. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that you take it down off the mizbeach. But it's dafka if it's al pi eid echad or al pi the bailim themselves. That's where I need a pasuk min ha-behema to tell me that a roveya v'nirva is not brought in the mizbeach. Min ha-bakar. The next phrase in the pasuk is min ha-bakar. We learn from there lo tzias ha-nevad, that animal that was used as worship of avodah zarah was worshipped for avodah zarah is also possible to be brought as a karban. And minatzon lahosias a mukta, even an animal that was designated for the use of avodah zarah but never actually became avodah zarah. They're both psulim of avodah zarah, but one is obviously more chamer. Nevad is more chamer. So if I only had one of these drashos, I would have thought that only a nevad is a psul, but a mukta, nothing ever happened with it yet, so maybe it's not a psul. That's why I need two separate miyutim: one to tell me nevad, and then one to go a step further that even if it was only designated for avodah zarah, never actually used for avodah zarah, it's going to be pasul. Uminatzon, the pasuk continues, lo tzias anogeach, that excludes an animal that gored and killed a person. Again, it has to be dafka al yidei eid echad, that you know it, or al yidei the bailim being moda, because then the behema would not be chayiv skila, and would otherwise be mutter lehedyot. So since all of these psulim are derived from a pasuk, from this pasuk, I don't need zos to tell me all of these psulim. The su, and I can ask you even further, the Brisa says that I also learned from the word Zos Klayim, that a Vlad whose parents are two different types of animals, that it's and it's therefore Klayim, is not Royal Akrava, but Mehachanafka. Do I learn that from the word Zos? No, Mehachanafka. I have a separate Pasuk for that as well. Pasuk says Sharo Kesef Oez. So we darshan from there that Sharo Kesef Prat L'Klayim, Oez Prat L'Nidme, that it excludes both Klayim and an animal that doesn't look like the same min as its parents. That also is possible to be brought as a carbon. So I don't need Zos for any of this. So why do I have the word Zos in the Brisa to tell me that all of these different types of psulim, they ma'olu yeradu, Srichu Trei Krai. It must be that I need two psukim, Chad Behemas Chulin, Vechad Behemas Kachin. Take, for example, the Yotzei Dofen, which is one of the items mentioned by Yotzei Dofen. One pasuk is to tell me that if an animal is just a regular Chulin animal, but it came out Derek Dofen, you can't be Makdish it. And the other to tell me that if it was the Vlad of a Kodesh animal, it's still not Kodesh if it came out Derek Dofen. And the same is true by all of these psulim, by the Rovea, the Nirva, all of these psulim. I need one pasuk to tell me that if a behemas chulin was Rovea or Nirva or Niskal or Neva, or Nevad or Mukta or any of these things, that Imala Tevet, and the other to tell me that even if it was a behemas kachin that had any of these psulim, that was Rovea or Nirva or Nevad or Mukta or any of these things, that Imala Tevet. So Achanami Yisrich Shreik Rai. So Beyotzidaf, and I also need two psukim to be Mimait. So what emerges at the end of the day is very clearly that according to this brisa, a Yotzei Dofen, a behema that's a Yotzei Dofen, cannot become Kadosh. And therefore, we confirm what we said within Shitas Rabbi Shimon, that even though Rabbi Shimon holds that a Yotzei Dofen on a human level, a human Yotzei Dofen is considered a Leda, it's considered a real Vlad, when it comes to animals, it's not so. An animal that's a Yotzei Dofen is not an animal that's eligible to become Kadosh, to become Hukdash, Lamizbeach. So that's the halacha as far as Yotzei Dofen is concerned, and all of this is based on that brisa of im ala yered im ala lo tered. There is an interesting discussion in Poskim about applying this din of im ala yered versus im ala lo tered, that some things are so possible that if they go up on the mizbeach, they have to be brought down from the mizbeach. There is an application of this in halacha that's a questionable application to another area of halacha. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Yardaya Simin Reish Ayin Vav, Sif Tes, that you're not allowed to erase a single letter of any of the Shemos Hashem, She'enim Nimchakim. And not only that, even the Osios HaNitfalos, even the Osios that are attached on to the Shem Hashem, like if the word is Elokecha, so you're not allowed to erase the Chaf either, or Elokechem, you're not allowed to erase the Chaf, the Mem, whereas the Shiva Shemos are the Shem Havaya, the Shem Adnos, Kel, Eloka, Elokim, Shakai, and Tzvakos. Summer Gores also, Eka, Shareka is also one of the Shemos Hashem. And you're not allowed to erase these letters because the halacha is that whatever is written La'achar Hashem is also has Kedushas Hashem. So in the Sefer B'nei Yonah, he wanted to suggest that the Isser to be Mochik, that which is Nitva L'Shem La'acharav, is only if it's Nitva, if that which is the letter that's Nitval is actually Shaykh to the Shem, like Elokeinu. So it could have meaning in Elokeinu that's supposed to be Elokeinu. But let's say you write Elokeinu, but it really should have been Elokai, and you accidentally just added in an extra two letters. So he says that's totally betalus, and that you're allowed to erase. And don't tell me that the sofer is makdish those osios because he thought that they were chelik of the shame, because it's a kedushei tos and a hektish betalus, a zeno hektish, and certainly something that's not shaykh to the shame at all. Like if you have a kuf or a pei, you know, added on, where it's totally irrelevant, it wouldn't make any sense to be at the end of the name. That for sure you're allowed to erase. But he says even something that looks like a real shame, where it has Elokeinu, but the word is not supposed to be Elokeinu, so that's a hektish tos. So the Chasam Sofer says, he quotes this psak of the Bnei Yonah, and he explains that even though the Sofer was mekadeshit b'machshava, it's like being maktish psulim legabim mizbeach, where it doesn't become kadosh, and you're able to be mochek it. Why? He says, if you're maktish the osios that are, he says that this din of being mekadesh the osios that belong there is similar to the din of klisharis and mizbeach being mekadesh whatever touches them. But they're only mekadesh that which is ra'i for them a little bit, that which is eno ra'i klal, a mizbeach is not mekadesh. And he says, you could say, just like the mizbeach is only mekadesh that which is ra'i lo, but if something goes up on the mizbeach that's not ra'i at all, it's not kadosh. Same is true by these osios that are not Raya at all. But then he says, maybe we should compare the Osios and Feldos L'Shem L'Mizbeach HaPnimi, which is Makadesh, even that which is Ein Ra'ui Lo, like the Rambam Paskins and Nichols Psulei HaMukdashin. But then he says, no, it's more Mistava that it should be compared to the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So in the Sefer Chavtzelis HaShon, he says, he doesn't understand what the Chasam Sofer is talking about. How can you compare these two Inyanim to each other? But the Mizbech HaPanim, we derive from an extra pasuk that it's Mekadesh Psulim. So you can't learn from there to call it Torah Kula. Furthermore, the din that the Mizbech is Mekadesh Psulim is not because the Psulim become Kadosh. What's the din? Im Alu Lo Yerdu. Right? You have something on the Mizbech, so you got to leave it there if there are certain types of Psulim, if they're Kadam Ekdesh on the Psulim, so you would leave it on the Mizbech. And what if it was Yared? What if it was, you don't put it back up. If it was Yared, it doesn't become Kadosh. It's just a din that it stays on the Mizbech. So he thinks that this whole Tzushtel, this whole comparison that the Chassam Sofer makes is totally off base. But anyway, that's the attempt at least that the Chassam Sofer has to try to connect this area of Halacha, that Im Ala Lo Yered, to the area of Halacha relating to Shemos HaKadoshim. Okay, now another machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabban. We've already discussed the din of Dam Koshi. Dam Koshi tells us that even though a woman normally, when she bleeds 3 days in a row during the Yimei Ziva, becomes a Zava Gedola, but if she bleeds 3 days in a row during the Yimei Ziva, accompanied by labor pains, and it leads right into a childbirth, that's not Zava, that's just the birthing process, that's just Dam Leda. So says Mar Tan Rabbanan, what if she has 3 days of bleeding during Yimei Ziva with labor pains and it leads to a baby, but not a baby that comes out Derech Rechem, a baby that comes out Derech Dof and leads to a C-section? Do we now view those 3 days of bleeding as Ziva, or do we say that's also part of Leda? So Amak Shalosh Yamim, if a woman has 3 days of labor pains accompanied by blood, and then the Yatz of La Derech Dofen, and then she has a C-section, Harezu Yoledes Bezov, then we view those 3 days of bleeding as Ziva. She's a Yoledes Bezov. It's not attributed to the Leda. Rabbi Shimon Omer ain't a Yoledes Bezov. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon says it's not a Yoledes Bezov. It's just like it's Dam Koshi, just like had the baby come out Derech Dofen. That's one machlokas between the Chum and Rabbi Shimon, and that one makes a lot of sense, that each one goes L'shitaso, that Rabbi Shimon is going to say it's not a Yoledes Bezov, because Rabbi Shimon holds that it's Dam Koshi, that is considered a regular childbirth. Yeah, because Rabbi Shimon is the one that holds that a Yotzei Dofen is a regular childbirth. The Chum will say it's a Yoledes Bezov because Yotzei Dofen is not a childbirth. So this blood didn't lead into childbirth. But then we have a second machlokas. V'dama Yotzei Misham. The blood that comes out of there, tame, is going to be tame. So Gemara is going to discuss what in the world misham means, from where. So Rabbi Shimon is mitar, the blood that comes from there. So says Gemara, bishlam resha, I get the first machlokas, Rabbi Shimon l'tame, Rabban l'tame. Rabbi Shimon is absolutely l'shitaso in our Mishnah, that derech dofen, yitzias v'la derech dofen, is considered a real leda, and the mother would have yimei tumma and yimei tara like any other yoledes, so therefore the dam that she sees in 3 days leading up to the Leda is Dam Koshi. It's not Mitami or is a Zava. And the Rabbanan are L'tamayhu, they are L'shitasam in our Mishnah, that a Yotze Derech Dofen is not considered a Leda, and therefore the Dam Koshi, it's not Dam Koshi, it's Dam Ziva. Ela Seifa B'may Pliki, but the Seifa, where they're arguing about the Dam Yotze Misham, what are they arguing about over there? And don't tell me they're arguing about whether the Dam that comes out together with the C-section baby is considered Dam Leda or not, and is Mitami like any Dam Leda or not, because if that were the case, it should have been the opposite, Rashi explains. That Rabbi Shimon should be Mitami the Dam, because the Yitzias V'la Derech Dofen is considered a Leda, and therefore the Dam that accompanies it should be Dam Leda. Rabbi Shimon should have been the one that was Mitami, and the Chachamim should have been Mitahir the Dam, because it's not considered a Leda, and therefore the Dam is not considered to be Dam Leda. That's how Rashi understands the Gemara's Kasha. The Ritva understands that the real Kasha of the Gemara is that when the Brisa says Dam Yotzi Misham, Pashos, it means the Dam that comes out Derech Dofen, and that misvara, we should say it's tar, it didn't come out derech rechem. So why would the Chum ever say it's tame? It's just tame, kash on the Chachamim. Why would anyone say that blood that comes out derech dofen, that's blood of a wound? If you cut your hand, the blood isn't tame. So why would blood that comes out derech dofen be tame? That's how the Ritva understands the kasha. So anyway, the kasha is, how do we understand this second machlokas, Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan, about the dama yotze misham? So Amar Avinu kigon shiyotz of lad derech dofen, the dam derech rechem. Now the case is, where's the misham? Where's the dam coming from? The case is that the vlad came out derech dofen. The vlad came out as a C-section. But as that happened, the blood came out derech rechem. That's a very common thing when a woman has a baby, that the blood, even if it's a C-section, that she will bleed derech rechem. So that's machlokas chum and Rabbi Shimon, whether that dam is metameh. Va'az Rabbi Shimon metameh, and this is Rabbi Shimon l'shita so, because he holds that derech dofen is considered a leida. So the dam that she sees during those days are dam koshi. Dam koshi that comes during the Yemei Ziva is not metame, and the Rabbanan are l'shita son. They're metame it because they're l'shita son. They hold that derech dofen is not a leida, and therefore the dam that she sees during those days is dam ziva and is metame. So I ask the Gemara, wait a second, that doesn't make sense. Maskevar Yosef, chada dahin resha. One problem with your explanation is then it's just a repeat of the same machlokas again, because they already argued about that in the resha. When the chamar metame the dam in the seifa, it's because they hold the yotzi dofen is not considered a leida, and mela this dam is dam ziva and it's tameh. And when Rabbi Shimon is mitar the dam in the sefer, it's because he holds that yotzi dofen is a leida, and mela the dam is dam koshi and is therefore tar. So why would the Brice have to say the same thing twice? Va'od misham makom vlad mashma. When it says the dam yotzi misham, it must be referring to where the vlad came from. So to tighten it up and say, oh, the vlad came out derech dofen, the dam comes out derech rechem. It doesn't say derech rechem. It says the dam that comes misham. And we were just talking about a baby that came out derech dofen. So it's much more mistaver to say that we're talking about dam that's coming out derech dofen. So we have to have a second interpretation of this machlokas. Ella amar Rav Yosef, kigon sheyotza vlad vidam derech dofen. Both the vlad and the dam came out derech dofen. What's the machlokas then about the dam? The machlokas coming Rabbi Shimon is about the rechem itself. It's about the uterus itself, which is the source of the dam in an isha. Is that considered a makom that is tameh, and therefore any blood that comes through there is mitameh because it is tameh also because it touched the makar? So mar savar makar makom tameh. The chum say yes, exactly. The makar is a makom that is tameh, and therefore the dam that comes derech dofen, but was coming from the makar, even though it's not dam ziva, because it didn't come out derech harechem like regular dam ziva, but it touched the makar. So it's an avatuma, and it's metame the woman, tumas erev, that if she is touches taharos, she's going to be able to be metame those taharos. Umar sovereign, Rabbi Shimon holds, makar makamot tahar, that the uterus itself is tahar, and therefore if the dam comes out derech dofen, it's not going to be metame. So that's the machlokas. There is a machlokas rishonim within the sheet of the chum that makar makom tameh. What does that mean? How exactly does this dam become tameh? I get that the uterus is tameh. So what does that mean as far as the dam that comes from the uterus? So Rashi and the Ritva understand that very simply, when something touches something that's very, very tameh, it becomes tameh also. A lower level of tumah, but that's how tumah passes by maga, by touching. So this blood touched the makar, and it's tameh. Problem with that is that generally speaking, when it comes to tumas maga, maga beis hastarim is not metame. That which touches on the inner parts of a body that's totally closed off from the external environment is not going to be metame. Only maga begalui, only that which you touch in the outside environment is tame. The dam touches the makar inside of the woman's body, so it's true maga beis hastarim is not metame. But Tosos explains earlier in the Masechta and Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph that it's halacha l'moshe v'sinai that this dam becomes tame b'negia, even though normally it shouldn't become tame b'negia because it's a maga beis hastarim. That's the sheet of Rashi and the Ritva. The Ramban and the Ran, however, say that the dam is not tame because it touches the makar, but since it was created in the makar, it was made in the makar, its source is the makar. So any dam that's made in the makar is a gzeres hakasuv that it has the status of dam nida. That's what makar makom tame means. That it's not from tumas maga. It's that it emerges from the makar, since that's where this dam comes from. So it's metame, and therefore it would be metame bein b'maga bein b'masa. It's like it would be the same status as dam nida, whereas metame both b'maga and b'masa. So that's the sheet of the chum, that makar makomo tame. And Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon holds makar makomo tahar. So Gemara brings machlokas reshlokas Rabbi Yochanan. What about a woman who sees dam derech dofen? Amra reshlokas. The divrei metame b'dam. According to the chum that hold that dam that comes out derech dofen is tame, metame b'isha. So the woman who sees the dam derech dofen is also tame. Meaning there are two issues over here. Is the dam itself tame? If the blood itself touches taros, is it going to ruin the taros? And then there's the issue of the woman from whom the dam came, right? We say that the isha, that the dam came out derech dofen, if she touches taros, what's her status? So if you sum a karma kamo tame, and therefore the dam itself is tame, like the chachamim, so says Reish Lakish, yeah, the isha that saw the dam derech dofen is also going to be tame like Anita. She's tame for 7 days, just like Anita would be tame for 7 days. And the divrei metahir b'dam, and according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that the dam is tahar, metahir b'isha, the isha is also going to be tahar. But Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afle divrei metame b'dam, metahir b'isha. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the whole machlokes coming, Rabbi Shimon, is about the status of the dam. But the isha, according to everybody, is going to be tahar. The isha does not become a nida because the dam came out of her dofen, because the dam came out from a C-section. You don't find a din nida when the dam comes anywhere but derech rechem. So derech dofen can never give her the status of nida. Va'az Rabbi Yochanan tamei, and this is Rabbi Yochanan l'shita so, when Rabbi Yochanan says that yes, the chachamim are going to make the dam that comes out derech dofen tamei, but it's never going to make the isha tamei as a result of dam coming out derech dofen. Tam Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai minayin shein isha tamei ad sheyetze midva derech hervasa. How do I know that a woman only becomes a nida when dam comes out derech hervasa and not derech dofen, when dam comes out in the normal way? Shenemar v'isha sher yishka v'sisha dava v'gila hervasa es mekora ha'era malami chein isha tamei ad sheyetze midva derech hervasa. You see that it's dafka, a woman is only tamei when it comes out derech hervasa. If it comes out any other way, then it's not going to be metame here. So the Ramban points out, wait a second, this is Rabbi Yochanan quoting who? Quoting Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Who's Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai? Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yochanan's whole chiddush was within the sheet of the Rabbanan, right? That the Rabbanan, who say that the dam that comes out derech dofen is tameh, are still going to say that the isha is tahar. So even though Rabbi Yochanan is saying this in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai over here, he's bringing support from Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is the Rabbi Shimon in the Braisa who holds that makar makom tahar. But you can still learn from here that even according to the sheet of the Chachamim, she's only tameh when the dam comes out derech hervasa, because Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is just explaining a pasuk. So it's not really Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai that he's quoting. It's Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai used to teach this pasuk and show us what simple pshat in the pasuk is. So the chum are going to be modeh because it's a pasuk. The chum are going to be modeh to this statement of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. That's how the Ramban points out that. That's why we're able to bring a raya to Rabbi Yochanan's pshat in the chachamim who argued on Rabbi Shimon from something that Rabbi Shimon taught elsewhere. Sometimes you have like that in Poskim, they'll say, well, your only chashash is shitas harambam, but you know the Rambam says elsewhere that for some other reason this is not a concern, or something like that. That you take two totally separate things and try to connect them together, but they just happen to be two totally separate in Yanin. So you could hold like Rabbi Shimon when he quotes this pasuk about dam derech ervasa being mitame woman and not derech anywhere else, and you could hold like the chum that the dam that comes out from the dofen, the dam itself is still tameh, even though it's not going to be metameh the isha. So Amrei Shlakish Mishum Rabbi, I saw once Rav Asher Weiss has a tshuva where someone tries to make one of these cheshbonos, where if you're not looking at the shitos, but you're looking at who holds the shitos, so it turns out that according to everybody, you know, you're okay, and therefore there's no makom to be machmir on something. Meaning that kind of cheshbon, even though you have two machloks and they have nothing to do with each other, they have absolutely nothing to do with each other. Someone says, oh, but it's the Rambam over there and the Rambam over here, so the Rambam would be okay with it, and it's the Rambam over there, so the Rambam would be okay with it. So Rav Asher had such a lush, and he said, you think that these two in Yanim came down wrapped up in a Shemayim together? I mean, sometimes you can have two machlokes about two totally separate things that are unrelated to each other. So here also Rabbi Shimon is commenting on something else over there, and you can hold like Rabbi Shimon over there and hold not like Rabbi Shimon over here by the Dam Derech Dofen. Okay, Amrei Shlakish Mishum Rabbi Yudin Asiyah. Rish Lakish says in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya is just another word for Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, but they to distinguish the older Rabbi Yehuda Nasi from his grandson, the second Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, they call the grandson Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. So Reish Lakish says the name Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Makar Shenakar V'Nefa La'aretz. So it's just a din about the makar itself, about the uterus itself. What if a piece of flesh from the uterus somehow falls out of her body? So Tamei, the woman is Tamei. Shenamar, because the pasuk says in Yecheskel, Ya'an Hishafich Nuchushtech V'Tigola Ervaseich. That the pasuk of the lashon of the pasuk of Nuchushtech means that which is inside of you, that which is inside the body, and because of the taiva of Znus, it's going to fall out to the ground and it's going to become exposed, and that's V'Tigola Ervaseich. It's still called an erva, so it must be that it's still tame, just even though it has fallen out of its original location. So the mai ilay mulutum shiva. What does it do to the woman exactly? If it makes her tame like a nida dama marachmana, pasuk says dam, not basar velo chaticha. A chaticha of basar shouldn't make her a nida. Only blood makes her a nida. El lutumas erev. Now, if a piece of her uterus falls out, she's only tame tumas erev. She's not tame tumas nida. Amr biyachron. Another halach about the makar. Makar shiz yakishtei tipe margolios. If the makar has two drops of dam lavan, of like a clear liquid, tamea, that will also be metame de isha. So it says, well, lamai, what do you mean? How tamei? Ilem lutumas shiva. If you're going to tell me it makes her a nida, well, chamisha damim tamei and be isha vasulo. The Mishnah we learned already tells us that there are five shades of dam that will make an isha a nida, and all the other shades will not make a woman a nida. Elu lutumas erev. No, it just means that if these two tipe margolios emerge from the makar, it will make her tamei tumas erev. She's tamei the rest of the day. But v'daf katarti, it's only if there are two drops. Aval chada, emer me'al ma'asya. But if it's one tipa, we assume that it didn't come from the makar, it came from some other place, from the kolse beis harechem, or the tzadim, or something like that. So then we had said in the Mishnah that all women become tamei not when the blood leaves the body, but when the blood leaves some area inside of the body called the bayis hapnimi and goes to some area inside the body called the bayis hachitzon. So hey niu bayis hachitzon, where exactly in the female anatomy is the bayis hachitzon? So amrei shlakish kol shetinokos yoshevis minires. If a young girl were to sit with her legs spread apart, it would be whatever you'd be able to see, that would be the bayis hachitzon. Samla Rabbi Yochanan, also makum galuhi etzel sheretz. No, that can't be the bayis hachitzon. Bayis hachitzon sounds like it's something internal, it's something inside the woman. This is something that would be considered, what we just described, is something that would be considered external, something that would be considered outside of the woman, which would even be able to become tamei b'maga with tumas sheretz. Remember we said before that there's no tumas maga in beis hastarim, but this wouldn't even be called beis hastarim, it would even be subject to tumas sheretz. So what is the bayis hachitzon? Elam Rabbi Yochanan, and this is the this line is a huge machlokes haposkim. What exactly it means? Ad bein hashinayim, until the point of bein hashinayim. So there's a major machlokes haposkim, and it's very nogel la halacha whether bayis hachitzon means the uterus. The beginning of the cervix or the end of the cervix, meaning that when it narrows, when the uterus narrows and turns into the cervix, so is it at the beginning or at the end that becomes the bayis hachitzon? Rav Shlomo Zalman held that the bayis hachitzon is only after at further out of the body, not all the way back at the the connection between from the uterus to the cervix. And others held that no, that the bayis hapanimi is only the uterus and does not include any part of the cervix itself. So that's that was very nogel lemaisa for a certain psak that Rav Shlomo Zalman made famous. That it wasn't really nogel, but he wanted to suggest that since there's a din of bivisara that the woman has to have the dam flow through her basar, that if you make a chatzitza that the blood only comes through a tube out of the woman's body, she won't be tamei nida. But you have to make it that you insert the tube all the way to the bayis hapnimi, so that the blood never gets to the bayis hachitzon. So how far does the tube need to be inserted? So Rav Shlomo Zalman suggested only up to the cervix, because the cervix is already still the bayis hapanimi, and it only has to, whereas others would suggest that even if you wanted to pull something off like that, which wasn't really practical, but even if you wanted to pull something off like that, you would have to insert it all the way up to the uterus. Anyway, Ibayilu, so says Mar, Beinei Shinayim Kilifnim, what about this area of Beinei Shinayim itself? Is that considered the bayis hapanimi? O Kilichutz, or is that already considered the bayis hachitzon? So Tash Shema, says Gemara, will bring a raya. The Tanya Rabbi Zakkai ad bein hashnayim ubein hashnayim atzman kilufnim. The bein hashnayim themselves are considered kilufnim. B'masnisa tana makom disha. And then the third definition of what the bayis hachitzon is, as far as a male aver goes during the course of tashmish. So my makom disha, Ravidul makom shashamash dash. That's what it means. As far as the male aver is able to reach. So that's the end of that discussion. Tana Rabbanan bivsara melamit shematam bifnim kibachutz. We learn from the word bivsara that a woman becomes tameh even when the blood is still inside of her body, but it's just in the bayis hachitzon. The end of the nida zava minayim. That's true about a nida. How do I know that a woman only becomes a zava when the blood goes to the bayis hachitzon? Tamalomar zova bivsara. Okay, polata shikva zera minayim. How do I know that for the 72 hours after a woman has tashmish, when she's polata shikva zera, the shikva zera doesn't have to leave her body for her to be considered polata shikva zera. It just needs to go into the bayis hachitzon. Tamalomar yihiyeh. Because the pasuk says yihiyeh, and that's an extra read where they tell me poletas. For Rabbi Shimon Omer, daya kibaola, ma baola in a matamet shteisitum lechutz, afiyena matamet shteisitum asa lechutz. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, I disagree. Just like a man, when shikvazer comes out of his body, he only becomes tummy when the shikvazer actually leaves his body, and it's not where it happens anything that inside of his body. So too, a woman who's poletas shikvazera is only going to become tummy when the shikvazera actually leaves the body. So it's Daya Kabbalah. So that's the machlokas between the Chum and Rabbi Shimon, and Bez Hashem tomorrow we'll pick up with a discussion of that machlokas relating to Paletas Shechazera.